Normally, companies who operate illegally do so by carefully hiding their activities. This company made no such move to operate secretively. Of course, its easily seen work was so far from the rest of civilization, it was difficult for anyone to enforce them to pay their tax bills. The story of that company and their response to paying taxes is this edition of The American Countryside.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
The fur trade of the 1700s was largely a Canadian affair. However, Carl Koster explains why the Americans played a vital role in how that trade was conducted.
All the furs basically are coming from northwestern Canada, but the funny news is the quickest way to get from eastern Canada to western Canada is by walking on 8.5 miles of U.S. dirt called the Grand Portage.
That strategic piece of land is today's Grand Portage National Monument. This site was a mix of many nationalities, each with specific roles in the fur trade.
This is the history of an English fur company run by Scottish partners with French-Canadian laborers called the Voyageurs paddling and carrying things who are trading with the free and sovereign nations of natives throughout North America, but were operating illegally on U.S. soil.
Threats of taxation by the Americans were enough for the Northwest Company to relocate its business.
They really shouldn't have been here, and that's what facilitates the last year is 1802. In 1803, the company will move just 35 miles north to what is Thunder Bay, Ontario today.
The move from Grand Portage to Thunder Bay was short in distance, but it created a much more difficult trade route.
Even just 35, 40 minutes away in Thunder Bay, for those canoes heading back west, it was more difficult. They had to lessen each canoe by 2 packs. They had to travel some extra miles. They had to carry the canoes quite more. It was a slower route.
Fur trading here slowed, then ceased. In fact, the once important buildings in the Northwest Company were lost to time until their rediscovery in the 1900s and their eventual preservation as a national monument. Traveling the countryside in Grand Portage, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.